The Quran is an untapped ocean of guidance. No matter how much we read it, it remains as fresh as the first day that we picked up this book. No matter how much the scholars delve into it and deliberate on the verses, they still find themselves sitting at the shore of its teachings. What is it about the Quran that makes it this timeless book? Today, on the 19th of Ramadan, we review the topic of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and the Quran, part 1 of 3. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome back to Ramadan Reflections for 2021, today being the 19th of the month of Ramadan. And you know, these next 3 days, the 19th, 20th, and 21st of Ramadan, although they happen to coincide with the night of Qadr, one of the supposed or possible nights of Qadr, with the descent of the Quran coming to the Prophet Muhammad, may God bless him and his family. These are also tragic days and nights because it is the same time that the commander of the faithful, the walking, talking, living Quran, the one who was with the Quran, the one whom the Prophet has been quoted as saying that the Quran is with him, that as the Quran is being revealed, he and coming down, he is going back to his Lord, ascending. Now, obviously, the history of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, is so deep and profound and lengthy that we can never do justice to him, not in this short session. And not if we were even to spend the entire Ramadan to discuss the man who is Imam Ali, peace be upon him. And how can we discuss a man whom the Quran has loved and cherished and honored countless times, from confirming him being the one to sleep in the bed of the Prophet, sacrificing his life, selling his life for the pleasure of God, to the man who would give his food and the food of his family that they would also give to the needy, to the beggars, to the orphans, to the war captive. A man who is embodied in the Quran as giving a ring away in charity in the position of ruku, in the prayers, such that God loves that act so much that he reveals a verse in the praise of Imam Ali, peace be upon him. And the hundreds and hundreds of other accolades which are within the Quran, of him being the epitome of the way through which Islam was perfected as a religion. This man, as we commemorate his tragic martyrdom over these 3 days and nights, historically we know that he was brought up in the house of the Messenger of Allah in Mecca. Eventually he becomes not only related to the Prophet, being the son-in-law of the Messenger of Allah, may Allah bless him and his family, but he becomes the brother of the Prophet in the pact of Ukhuwah and the pact of brotherhood in Medina, where the Prophet makes him his brother in this world and in the world to come. And so his character, this illustrious individual, is so deep and profound, again, as I say, with no exaggeration, that we can never really touch or even scratch the surface of who this man is. A question that we need to ask ourselves, and obviously we will not provide the answer today. This is up to us to read and research on our own, is why was he so brutally attacked in life? From the early days, up until the time in Medina, after the death of the Prophet, why was he attacked as he was by people who claimed to be supporters of the Messenger of Allah, may Allah bless him and his family? And eventually, why did that brutal attack on him continue until his eventual assassination in the mosque of Kufa on the 19th of Ramadan? As we know from history, before I move on to the Quran for today, that their plan was to kill three people. The Khawarij, these people who had left and reneged on Islam, planned to kill Imam Ali, peace be upon him. They planned to kill The corrupt individual was that is Muawiyah ibn Abu Sufyan. And they planned to assassinate Umar ibn As, the governor of Egypt. And unfortunately, the three plans, of the three, only one solidified and one was successful, and that is the murder, the martyrdom, the killing of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, the commander of the faithful. But this is a man, brothers and sisters, that I want to just give you one indication of the greatness of the character and the words of this individual in his own words and how he explains the Quran to us. Because again, this is Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, and we need to connect to the Quran. But what better way to connect to the Quran than to connect to the protector of the word of Allah, the one who lived the Quran. And in Sermon 156 of Nahjul Balagha, the compilation of the letters, sermons and statements of the Commander of the Faithful, there's a lengthy sermon. I'm going to give you just about 11 lines of it. Half of it today, half of it tomorrow. This is a sermon which, as you will, if you read it in its entirety, he delivered it to the people of Basra, of Iraq, about what was about to occur in the Battle of Jamal, in which Aisha bint Abu Bakr, Umm al-Mu'mineen, the mother of the believers, the wife of the Prophet, launched a very calculated war, an insurrection, a rebellion against the successor of the Prophet Muhammad, may Allah bless him and his family, where she launched a war against the brother of the Messenger of Allah, the successor, the cousin, the son-in-law of the Prophet, the one who is the embodiment of hundreds of verses of the Quran. Aisha launches a war against this man, the Imam of her time. And so Imam Ali, peace be upon him, delivers Sermon 156. But in it, he describes the Quran. And he uses 11 very unique and powerful descriptors, which I wanted to bring to our light today, because they help us today in the situation that we find ourselves in, whether it be at a personal level, where we're battling the demons, or at a communal level where we're battling society. And in this portion, he begins by saying, "Wa alaykum bi kitabillah." I advise you to adhere to the book of God. This is the month of the Quran, and we need to give the Quran its due reverence and respect and admiration in this blessed month and the other months. But Imam Ali says, I advise you to adhere to the book of Allah. فَإِنَّهُ الْحَبْلُ الْمَتِينَ, because it is a strong rope. You know what happens when you fall into a hole? When you, for example, need, or you're swimming in the swimming pool, let's say, and you begin to drown, you need somebody to throw you a lifesaver, to throw you a rope, to dive in and save you. So he says, adhere to the Quran, it is a strong rope. Brothers and sisters, as humanity, we and Muslims in particular, we are drowning in the world today, in a world of decadence, in a world of capitalism, in a world of materialism, in this world of consumerism, in this world of entertainment and vain pleasures of Netflix and YouTube and Spotify and whatever else is out there. We're drowning and we need a lifesaver. We need a rope of salvation. And Imam Ali says that the Quran is al-hablul mateen, the strong rope to grab onto. He also says in this sermon, that is, وَنُورُ الْمُبِينَ, it is a clear light. And we need light, brothers and sisters, in the darkness of the world today, the darkness of racism and discrimination, human rights abuses, corruption. We need a light to guide us out of the darknesses and the dungeons and the depths that we are subject to. The Imam, the commander of the faithful, the prince of the believers, goes on to say that the Quran, he says, وَالشِّفَاءٌ نَافِعٌ, it is a benefiting cure. You know, you go to your doctor today and you get a prescription for what ails you, and you take it to the pharmacist and you spend $50, $60, $100, $200, $1,000 on medication, but there's no guarantee it'll save you. If your life is meant to end, you will spend thousands on treatment and you will not become cured. But the Quran is a benefiting cure. It is a beneficial cure. As long as you take the prescriptions which are given to us by God in this book. He says, وَرِّيُّ النَّافِعِ, it is a quenching for the thirst. How many times in this month of Ramadan, when you break your fast at iftar time, you drink and you drink. You drink your water and your milk and your maybe your tea or your coffee, and you cannot quench your thirst. You need more. But he says the Quran is a quench for the thirst. And then he says that the Quran, he says, wal ismatul lil mutamassik. It is a protection, a guardian for those who are adhering to it, who hold firm to this book. Again, brothers and sisters, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, a man who was very undervalued in his life, who was extremely undervalued in his death, a man whose sayings are everywhere, but yet they're nowhere, a man whose legacy spans the entire Quran. But unfortunately, the majority who read the Quran are oblivious of this man. A man who was the Prophet's brother in this world and in the world to come. The son-in-law of the Prophet, the cousin of the Prophet, the successor of the Prophet. The one who could not be compared in any way. The one whose words cannot be matched by anyone. But yet he remains so unknown in the Muslim world and in humanity today. As we continue in our Ramadan reflections, we offer our condolences to those who love and adhere and cherish Imam Ali, peace be upon him. And God willing, tomorrow on the 20th of the day of Ramadan, 20th day of the month of Ramadan, we will continue in this beautiful review of the sermon of Imam Ali. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.